The weather pattern will become more active in the coming days. We'll have a couple of opportunities for wintry weather, depending upon your location. We're also going to have some cold. It hasn't really been too cold lately, and it looks like Friday is going to be a pretty chilly day. It's nothing that any of us would consider unusual for this time of year, but we haven't had much cold recently, so I think it'll be a shock to many of our systems. As we head into tonight, we'll have an area of low pressure work its way into the region, and that means we will see a mix of rain and snow. In and around the capital region, it's likely to be mostly light rain, though a few snowflakes may mix in, so there may be a few slushy, slippery spots first thing in the morning. In the higher elevations, though, it's more likely to be snow. So basically, even the higher elevations around the capital region, but from the Green Mountains and then across much of the North Country into the Adirondacks, even the Catskills will likely pile up some snow late tonight. And in those areas, the snow will continue through much of the day tomorrow. In those spots where snow continues through the day tomorrow, mainly north and west of the capital region, about 2 to 6 inches of snow accumulation will be possible, with some higher amounts across the northern portions of the Adirondacks and also the northern Greens, where some spots will be up close to 10 inches. In and around the capital region, I don't expect much, if any, accumulation. Again, there might be a few slushy spots first thing in the morning, and then areas to the south look to be mainly rain as this storm comes through tonight. We're all going to deal with wind tomorrow, and it's going to be rather gusty in some areas, reaching up over 40 miles per hour. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s and 40s. Those numbers will drop later in the day as the cold air rushes in. And that's going to set us up for a cold day on Friday, with temperatures in the single digits and teens to the north, only around 20 or so in Albany, and in the 20s south. But when you factor in the breeze, it is going to feel colder than that. So kind of an old-fashioned cold winter day is ahead on Friday. And then as we head into Saturday, we'll see another storm approach. As the storm gets closer, we'll see the clouds thicken up, and we will see snow break out as the day moves along. So plan for some slippery travel conditions as we move through Saturday, especially midday into the afternoon, even through Saturday night. Now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with snow developing, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of snow, breezy, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, cloudy with a mix of rain and snow, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of snow, windy, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, showers after midnight with some snow in the higher terrain, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, windy with a few snow showers, highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mix of rain and snow, mostly after midnight, lows in the low 30s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, windy with some snow showers, a high around 40, turning colder during the afternoon. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny and cold, highs in the single digits and teens north, near 20 in the capital region, and in the 20s south, but it's going to feel colder because of the wind. On Saturday, cloudy with snow developing, and highs in the 20s to low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.